As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. How many times have adults said to children, "Thank him or her"? It continues to be such a hard lesson to learn, yet generation after generation, parents try to instill thanksgiving in their children. And yet, we ask, why do our memories fail us? Today's gospel is so familiar. Jesus says, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." It took a foreigner. Not only that, but a Samaritan to thank God for his healing. So we hear about the healing of the 10 lepers in today's gospel, the most rejected and untouchable people of their time. It's a reminder to us of the throwaway people in our own midst. Who are they? They are just a few prisoners, men and women whose lives are on hold in prisons and jails, detainees who are awaiting deportation, the addicted and the mentally ill, the homeless who beg on our streets, the undocumented workers who bus our tables, wash our dishes, and clean our hotel rooms, to say nothing of their gift of harvesting the fruits and vegetables of the U.S., and the many survivors of wars, widowed and without homes. We could go on and on because there are too many others to name. Who are the untouchable, the throwaway people in your own life? Do you even see them or believe they are worthy of God's mercy and love? Is it possible to believe that all are worthy? How about you? Are you worthy? Jesus saw the lepers in today's gospel, and he heard their pleas. Somehow this all has to do with faith. not only the faith of the Samaritan who returned to thank God for his healing, but it's a challenge to us to open our hearts and our eyes to acknowledge our own need for healing, and then to give thanks for all of the ways that God responds to our needs.